Blog Talk Radio. You're listening live to You're listening to WRNW Women's Radio Network.
Question, tell me how you feel about this. R-E-S-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
I'm just a girl.
I am a woman. Hear me roll.
And you're gonna hear me roll.
I am woman.
I stand by my reputation.
Living in the past
of
the new generation.
I am woman.
Woman. You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, and thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network with me, your host, Bridget Grayson, as usual. So, guys, it's the middle of the work week. It's Wednesday. So we're trying to get over that hump in the week, trying to make it to the weekend. And, you know, I definitely think I can help you guys out by doing that, by having some amazing, amazing people come through to come talk with us today about all that they have going on. So it truly is my pleasure to welcome my first guest for this afternoon to our show today. Her name is Lisa Jordan, and she is a life coach at The Right Fit Consulting, and that's in the Albany area in New York. So without any further ado, guys, let's welcome her to our show today. Good afternoon, Lisa. How are you?
Good afternoon, Bridget. Very well. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. And Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. It's our pleasure to have you here. So we definitely want to hear all about yourself and the Right Fit Consulting. So tell us a little bit about that and what you have going on there.
Well, little background. In 2008, I opened the Right Fit Coaching because it's not about the perfect college or the perfect career. It's about finding the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my own practice, it's my own business, and for the first 6-8 years, it was fine in and of itself, the coaching, but I've really found a passion for working also with teams and help people to negotiate relationships and just different negotiation styles, so the individuals and groups that I work with can really move forward into working with their own purposes and their own callings.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, Lisa, in relation to the styles that you mentioned and how you go about assisting these clients that you work with, what is kind of the process that you go through or maybe the approach that you take when helping them?
Well, first of all, I start with where they're at, and so there's inquiry, and there's a lot of listening involved, and I want to know where the client is at and what their dominant strong suits are, because we all have them. We all have certain things that we're really, really good at. And however, any talent overused can become a liability. You take somebody who's very good at dotting I's and crossing T's. They're very detail-oriented. Myself, that's one of my things. You know, you make sure the job gets done and every little piece is in place, so when it hits the ground, it's running and moving smoothly. However, under enough duress, stress, or sometimes internal as well as external pressures, that taken to a little too far, you can get stuck on the trees and no longer be able to see the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with like generosity, and this is where a lot of people in today's society are stuck. You know, we're told you do things for other people, you take, particularly women, you take care of your employees, you take care of your children, you take care of your husband, all this, and there's very little energy left for yourself. And, you know, we've all seen the flight attendants talk about putting the oxygen mask on yourself first, because in order to be there for anybody else, you got to take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is taking care of them. And we all go through these different, many of us think that once we get to be a grown-up, yay, that we're done developing. Well, we still go through different phases, and we still go through different changes, and whether it be different levels of career, as relationships change, as children grow up and their needs from us as parents change, we have to renegotiate the relationship. And sometimes just the need to negotiate the relationship is the last thing we realize after some level of frustration, crying, or resentment. and sometimes it's not necessarily, I don't necessarily have the answers for anybody, but I know what questions to ask so they can figure out which direction they need to go in. I don't have the right answers, but I've got a slew of great questions. So I've done a lot of work in personality, and so again, I go back to, I listen, I make some suggestions, and we test where the resistance is. And a lot of times it's that resistance that identifies an underlying either fear, limited thinking, or the ability to shift into this new phase of relationship or life. Mm-hmm. And when we play with it in the safe place, that's the coaching session, you can play with it. You can step outside your comfort zone. You can look at it. And then you have the next week or so to kind of play with that idea as an observer in your own life, so that when you come back next week, it's like, oh, hey, this is what they all meant, right?
Yes. Now I see the line. I understand.
Yes. And watching the light go on for people, it's my favorite part of the gig. It really is. It's why I do what I do.
Oh, I love that, Lisa. And I love the fact that you put so much emphasis on the fact that you listen, because I feel that it's a common thing. You know, a lot of people love to talk about themselves and to talk about things they're doing, but we don't find that many people that are good listeners. And, you know, that's great that you emphasize that so much, because that is an important part of this process and what you do in order to really help these people. And I know you also published a workbook, which is a client-centered tool called Joyfully Ever After, Unlocking the True You. So tell us a little bit about that, and how does that really help enhance the coaching experience for them?
Oh, this has been a very helpful tool. I don't necessarily use it with all of my clients, but I do make it available to all of them. Back in 2010, I realized that the time my clients spend with me is most beneficial for them if between sessions they can get themselves as far as they can possibly go. So our one-on-one time is really getting them past where you can get yourself. You know, you read any self-help book for $20 or whatever, you're going to get $20 worth of help, right? Because you can only take those ideas as far as your understanding can take them.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote this workbook. It has 10 sessions in it, which I wrote after I've been coaching for a couple of years, after I saw patterns develop. And what I do is at the end of each session, we talk about the next chapter in the workbook. And each section has a little bit of introduction on the idea, a couple of quotes to play with to get the juices flowing, and then there's some exploration and discovery, which the expectation is set up from the get-go that the client is going to do those half an hour, maybe, worth of work in the first 24 hours of our coaching session. Because the very next question is, based on what you uncovered in the exploration and discovery, what are you going to look for? What choices are you going to make? What's next in the week to come to kind of test that? And then the day before we meet, there's a few reflective questions. What did you learn? What surprised you? I mean, really, this whole I'm not a psychologist who's trying to fix anybody who's broken. I'm a coach who's trying to work with somebody to really excel in their own life. You know, you think about the difference between a doctor who goes in and fixes you versus a coach on the sideline who's cheering, making pointers, supporting the athlete, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my clients, every single one of them has gotten to either one or two chapters where they come back, they say, oh, my God, I hit a wall. I don't know why, but I just wasn't able to sink my teeth into it like I've been humming right along doing, which is great because that's the reason they've hired me. Whatever the stumper question or piece is within that chapter, that's why we're working together. That's the piece. That's the wall they can't breach left to their own devices. So, again, depending on who I'm working with and what we're doing, we go through the work they've done. We talk about it. We do some coaching-type technique thingies, technical term thingies. And then the client will I'll either give them some different exercises to do or I'll have them go back. And based on what they understand now that we've played with it and we've teased out, unpacked the situation, now they can go back, do the work again, and every single one of them has come back and said, oh, my God, this was it. and literally, some clients I work face-to-face, the one, I'm in New York State, the one's in California, Pennsylvania, the commute is ridiculous. So we do it over the phone, but the ones who I see face-to-face, they look different when they come and see me after they've done this work. Now, it's not easy, but it's not impossible, okay?
Yes.
And I'm working somebody, and we've worked up to this point, so it's not like taking somebody who doesn't know how to swim and pushing them into the deep end and say good luck with that. We've been practicing the strokes. We've been, you know, doing the base work. So it's a little bit of a stretch. But you know the side of the pool is right there.
You've been there with them every step of the way, which is a great thing, Lisa. And, you know, this is something I can tell that you really do love and you're passionate about and you really do want to help these people, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being here with us today. It truly has been a pleasure having you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners gained so much information from you.
Oh, thank you for your time, Bridget, and your questions. And on the very first page of my website, there's about a 7-minute video that a person can watch and really get a sense of having met me because you actually see the movement, you see the face. There's something about seeing people that makes them real. And,
yes, definitely.
I invite anyone who's interested to check out the website and the blog post as well.
Oh, yes. You know, you're welcome. Guys, I want to encourage you all to do that. Check Lisa out and find out more about her. She is definitely a great person doing some great work. So if you guys want to find out more information about her, more about any of the stuff we spoke about, we encourage you to check out her website. So that's therightfitconsulting.com. And as she said, there's a video on the homepage. So check that out as well. And also her phone number is on there. So again, that's www.therightfitconsulting.com. So I want you guys to all take a look at it, all right? So we'll be right back with our next guest. So stick around for more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now WRNW.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buckner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock. Only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network. Empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my BNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network with me, Bridget Grayson, and I'm happy to be here with you guys today, as always, because we have some great guests lined up for you guys. So my next guest is no different. I'm excited and happy to have him here with us today. His name is Mahmoud Arani, and he is a professor and a chairman of Applied Linguistics Department at St. Michael's College, and that's in Colchester, Vermont. Good afternoon, Mahmoud. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And Mahmoud, thank you so much for participating in our show. We're happy to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. So, Mahmoud, as I mentioned, you're a professor over there at St. Michael's College and the chairman of Applied Linguistics Department. So tell us a little bit about that. What exactly does that mean, being the chairman of Applied Linguistics Department at St. Michael's College?
Sure, I'll be glad to do that. Our department is 60 years old. We began in 1954. We have several programs for international and American students. Mm-hmm. We have a Master's of Arts in teaching English to speakers of other languages. And that's where we train both international students and American students who are interested in teaching English to speakers of other languages. Mm. It is called MATSOL, Masters of Arts in Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages. It is 36 credits. You can finish it in 3 semesters, fall, spring, and summer. You can be full-time or part-time. If you are part-time, you have up to 7 years to finish it. And then you can teach English in the United States to speakers of other languages or go overseas. As you know, English has become an international language, and mm-hmm. there are now more non-native speakers of English than native speakers of English around the world. So in this program, we basically train teachers to teach English as a second language. You can also do this master's degree online for 1 semester and 2 semesters on campus. We call it 2 summers in Vermont plus 2 semesters online, which means you come here to Vermont, beautiful Vermont, in the summer for 6 weeks, and you take 12 credits. Then in the fall and the spring, you can be wherever you are doing your job. You can take 6 credits in the fall, 6 credits in the spring semester, and come in the second summer for another 6 weeks and get a master's degree in teaching English to speakers of other languages.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an intensive English program, and that is for students who come from overseas. They want to improve their English to get into a college or university. As you know, a lot of colleges and universities require a TOEFL score, Test of English as a Foreign Language. In our intensive English program, we help students to improve their English and pass the test and to get into a college or university. In a typical semester, we have students from 10 to 15 different countries, believe it or not, in northern Vermont. We have students from the Middle East, from Africa, from Latin America, from China, especially in recent years, Japan, Korea, from all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For people who do not want, who are interested in teaching English as a second language, but do not want to spend, 3 semesters or get a master's degree, we also have a 4-week intensive diploma program in teaching English to speakers of other languages. You basically come to St. Michael's, again, beautiful Vermont, in the summer for 4 weeks, and you can get a certificate in teaching English to speakers of other languages. Of course, mm-hmm. with a master's degree, you have a chance to get a better job, a better paying job, but with the diploma, you can also get a job around the world.
Oh.
We also have a program called a K-12 ESL Endorsement Program. You know, in schools where there are lots of foreign-born kids, teachers who teach them are required to have a licensure in teaching English as a second language. In our department, in addition to the master's program, you can also get a K-12 English as second language endorsement. So if you have the endorsement, you can teach ESL in public schools, provided that you are already licensed. And if you are not licensed, you can get the MA plus the endorsement and then get the licensure and teach English as a second language even in public schools to two children.
Wow, wow, that's amazing. So you guys definitely have a lot of stuff going on there, Mahmoud, and I know a lot of people will be interested. You know, we have listeners from all over the world tuning in, so a lot of them will be interested to find out more information. So what would be the best way for them to go about doing that and getting in touch with you guys?
Sure. If they go to www.smc, St. Michael's College, vt.edu, to the St. Michael's College website, then go under academics. When they go under academics, go under graduate programs. And when they go under graduate programs, they see the Masters of Arts in TESOL, Masters Online Plus on Campus. We also have a program for Peace Corps volunteers called Peace Corps Masters International Program. People who want to go to Peace Corps or are already in Peace Corps, they can come here and get a master's degree in teaching English to speakers of other languages. As I said, we have MATSL Plus K-12 licensure. We also have a master's MATSL Plus K-12 endorsement. We have the graduate certificate in TESOL. We have a TESOL diploma. And we have all the other programs I mentioned, intensive English program and so forth. So if they go under www.smcvt.edu, and then they can look up all of our programs.
Oh, perfect. So there you guys have it. I want to remind you all, I'm speaking with Mr. Mahmoud Arani. He is a professor and chairman of the Applied Linguistics Department at St. Michael's College over there in beautiful Colchester, Vermont. So guys, to find out more information, as he said, check out the website. So that's S as in Sam, M as in Mary, C as in Cat, V as in Victor, T as in Tom, .edu. So www.smcvt.edu. You can also email Mahmoud. His email address is marani@smcvt.edu. So check it out, guys. All right, Mahmoud, thank you so much for being here with us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much. It is my pleasure, and thank you for having me on. And I'll be more than happy. You know, I'm an international faculty myself. Anybody who is interested in getting a degree in teaching English as a second language or improving their English skills, I'll be more than happy to help. In addition to sending me an email, my telephone number is 802-654-2277. You can call me or send me an email, and I'll be more than happy to help.
Oh, well, thank you so much for offering that to our listeners. Guys, again, get in touch with Mahmoud. Again, you can call him at 802-654-2277 or email him at marani@smcvt.edu. So check it out, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after these messages. So don't go anywhere. Stick around for more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW.
You're now listening live to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buckner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my BNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and you guys know what we love doing here at Women's Radio Network is just bringing you guys the most professional, inspiring, encouraging, and empowering people from all around the world just doing some great things in their field. So my next guest is definitely one of those people. Her name is Ruth Jones, and she is the owner of Ruth Jones Homes, and that's in New Canaan, Connecticut. So guys, without any further ado, I want to welcome her to our show this afternoon. Hello, Ruth. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And Ruth, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We're happy to have you with us today.
I'm happy to be with you today.
Oh, great. So, Ruth, as I mentioned, you're the owner over there at Ruth Jones Home. So tell us a little bit about that. What are some of the real estate services that you offer there?
Well, we're a full-service company. I've been in business for over 30 years. I have a team of people that I work with. And we do everything from rentals, to short sales, regular sales, auctions, commercial properties, from people, first-time buyers, helping people on all levels of real estate and real estate needs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So you guys are full service, so you definitely have a lot of services to offer people, a lot going on there. And, you know, anything involving real estate, Ruth, in my opinion, is a very, very big step for people, whether it's, you know, selling, buying, especially buying your home and your first home as well. That is a huge step. So when dealing with people like that, first-time home buyers, Ruth, what is maybe the process that you go through with them or the approach that you take with them?
First-time home buyers, we have to hold their hand a little bit more. It's their first purchase, so they're a little nervous. And we give them more options than sometimes they know are available to them. Different types of mortgages that are available to them for first-time home buyers, certain credits that are available to them, and just kind of walk them through step-by-step as to, you know, what exactly they need to do and what they need to be prepared for. And what their closing costs could be, or even asking a seller to help out with the closing costs along the way.
Mm-hmm, yes, and that is very important for these first-time home buyers to really have someone there guiding them and, you know, helping them feel like they're not alone. So, Ruth, I have a few friends that are maybe not right now, but definitely thinking about, you know, buying their own home or, you know, moving out on their own. So some of them have told me that they don't think that they need a real estate agent, which I disagree with because I've spoken to a lot of people in this industry. And, you know, I think that there are some definitely great benefits to, you know, working with a real estate agency. So, Ruth, what are some of those benefits and why should people, you know, really seek out help from people in the real estate industry?
Well, it's more difficult than the average person realizes. Picking a real estate agent is like picking a doctor or a lawyer or a CPA. You really have to get the right fit because everybody, you know, reacts differently. Mm-hmm. And their specialties are different. But to not have an agent moving forward that's knowledgeable and professional, helpful, really can hurt you down the road because there's a lot of things that people generally don't know about that could environmental issues in a house, for example, that they're supposed to be looking for, specific types of negotiations. You really need somebody on your team to help you and guide you through that because you never know who you're dealing with on the other side.
Yeah,
you know, there's all kinds of first time. Yeah, you could do a rent option and lose your money. There have been incidences where people have given down payments and the houses were in foreclosure already. Mm-hmm. And that gets all tied up because the people then have their money. If you don't go through the right steps with the right attorneys and the, you know, the right agent, you could get in a lot of trouble. It's not just about opening doors. There really is a history of things that can happen that wouldn't make an average any buyer, let alone a first-time home buyer, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of liability.
That is so true. And, you know, you guys are people that can really help them avoid those situations because you know the industry, you know the field, and you know kind of how to avoid those sticky situations that can happen. So, you know, I definitely, you know, agree with the fact that there is a lot that people don't know out there, and they really should seek out professional help, and that's where you guys come in. So, Ruth, how long have you been involved in the real estate industry?
Over 30 years.
Wow. And how did this all start for you? What was the motivation for you behind getting into real estate?
Oh, well, it's a long story, but the short story is I was in banking, so I was involved in some level of real estate, and I had 3 babies under the age of 3, and I needed a different type of career instead of banking. And I immediately was drawn to real estate, and it was my passion. And I've been very lucky and very successful in the business in the last 30 years. I wouldn't like to do anything else other than real estate.
And you know what, Ruth, that's what it's all about, finding something that you really do love and you really are passionate about, which is truly a great thing. So, you know, for anyone out there who might want to go into the real estate industry as well, what would be some advice or words of encouragement that you can offer them today?
Well, it's a business that you have to work very hard. I won't sugarcoat it. It's a very competitive business. But it's a lot of fun at the same time. You meet a lot of people and there's a lot of networking. I've been very fortunate. I think you need to learn to think outside of the box quite a bit in the business because there are every kind of transaction, and not everything is just cut and dry. So thinking outside of the box, I think, has to be one thing needs to come with the territory and some flexibility, but some really good work ethic. And I think that the business can be lucrative, especially to the newcomers, to the younger people coming in. You know, in the old days, we did business differently than it's being done today. And today, it's very internet driven.
Yeah.
And the younger generation is very, very, very internet savvy. And that's where a lot of the business is coming from. People are buying houses sight unseen over the internet.
Wow.
So I would give any young person that's interested in working hard and being in the industry, you know, a leg up there that they can do very well.
Yes, definitely great advice, Ruth. Thank you so much for just being a part of our show today and sharing the wonderful advice with our listeners and all that you have going on. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
A pleasure speaking with you as well. And I'm glad that you promote women. that promote women. Nothing more powerful.
Yes, definitely nothing more powerful than that. And you know what, Ruth, it's always great for us to have people such as yourself on the show who are just doing some great things, leaders in their field, in their industry, and just paving the way for other women as well. So to our listeners, guys, I want to remind you, I'm speaking with Ms. Ruth Jones. She is the owner of Ruth Jones Homes, and that's in New Canaan, Connecticut. So guys, check her out. Find out more information. If you need help with anything involving real estate, such as the things we spoke about, whether you're buying, selling, anything at all, Ruth has a full-service real estate agency. So find out more information by visiting her website, which is RuthJonesHomes.com. So that's Ruth, R-U-T-H, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Homes, H-O-M-E-S.com. So RuthJonesHomes.com. So check it out, guys, all right? We'll be right back with our next guest after these messages, but don't go anywhere. Today's Woman Lives here at WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels,
and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buchner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my BNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network with me, your host, Bridget Grayson. So, guys, it's my pleasure to introduce my next guest of the day. His name is Ricky Pearson, and he is the owner of Pearson Stump Removal, and that's in Cairo, Georgia. So without any further ado, guys, let's welcome him to our show today. Good afternoon, Ricky. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And, Ricky, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We're happy to have you with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, great. So, Ricky, tell us a little bit about Pearson Stump Removal. What do you have going on there? What do you guys offer?
Well, we do a complete line of tree service. I started out years ago just grinding stumps about 25 years ago, and it just progressed into a full service, full line tree service. We take down trees, grind stumps, do anything to do with trees. If it's my motto is we do trees any way you please.
That's a great motto, Ricky. So, Ricky, who do you guys provide these services for? Who are your main types of clientele? Are they residential people, or is it for commercial work that you do?
Mostly residential. Every once in a while I'll do a little commercial work, but not a lot. It's mostly residential, mostly for the public. People who won't, have storm-damaged trees or just trying to beautify their landscape in their yard or, you know, just trying to make things look prettier, take out trees that are diseased and give them advice on planting trees and what types of trees to plant for whatever, whatever they want them to do. Because, you know, you got different people like different trees to do different things, and now we have, big variety of trees to plant to do different things. I mean, if you like animals, you plant crab apple trees or Bradford pear trees, you know, to attract animals to your yard.
Gotcha. Yeah,
you
definitely.
Do, really anything they want done.
Nice. So wonderful stuff that you have going on. You really focus on your customer and your clientele and what they really need, what they really want, and what their preference is,
right.
Which is a great
thing.
Yeah, we try
to keep them happy.
Yes, that is a very important part of any business, keeping your clients happy. So, Ricky, I know you mentioned that you've been in business for a number of years now. So was there anything in particular that, you know, maybe motivated you to get into this type of work?
Well, I just love trees. I love a beautiful yard. You know, most people that own property, and a lot of them are just renting. You know, they want their yard to look beautiful. And, you know, if you're going to do that, then you got to, you know, work with your trees. So it takes trees to make a yard pretty.
Yeah.
And I just love trees and what they do for us. You know, they produce air, and a lot of them produce food. You know, down here in South Georgia, we have a lot of pecan trees, pecans, what y'all call them. We call them, y'all call them pecan. And so we do a lot of, you know, tree trimming and orchards and different things like that, too.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I just
you
love
know,
trees. Yeah. I mean, you know, they. I also have a sawmill. I cut wood for people. Like if they have trees that they want cut in the wood, I do that, too.
Nice. Okay. Well, definitely it's a great thing to hear that, you know, trees are something that you have a love for, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this business. So I also know that you're a pastor as well, Ricky. Is that correct?
That's right. Oh. I pastor a little church called Our Father's House.
Oh, okay. Nice. So how did you get into that?
It's a little country church. God just called me to preach, and I got started, and eight of us got together and started a little church, and now it's up to about 75, 80, something like that, 70, 75, something like that on a Sunday mornings, and it's just a bunch of good, loving people that care about each other, care about the Lord, and try to do what's right. I'm blessed to have that in my life.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing, Ricky. So you and a few others started this church that you are actually a pastor at.
That's right. We most of us are from all types of denominations. We from Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic. I mean, and I'm not knocking anybody's denomination. Don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, sometimes you just feel like you just need to stick with just the Bible and not try to worry about wearing a badge of I'm this or I'm that or whatever. And that's kind of how we are. We just go by the Bible and love the Lord, and it seemed to be working.
Wow.
A whole bunch of people in the last 11 years.
Well, that's definitely interesting, Ricky, and I think that's very unique because I never heard of a church that was, you know, had people from all different denominations and different religions attend, but also to have them be the ones to actually start the church as well. That is a very unique thing. So that doesn't get challenging sometimes for you guys, since you guys come from different denominations. You guys don't bump heads about certain things occasionally?
Not really.
Wow.
We just got a loving bunch of people, and, you know, sometimes we've always called our church a hospital for sinners, not a retirement home for the saints, and it's worked out real good like that. I mean, you know, we have people at our church that probably wouldn't fit in a lot of church sets, you know, just because a lot of them, you know, got tattoos all over and, you know, things like that, and a lot of people kind of look down on you about stuff, you know, today, and they just loving people. They just love each other, love the Lord, and it seems to me whenever when things get tough, our church gets going. And we actually support a missionary. His name is Brother Henry Miller. He actually came and ate supper with us this Monday night, and he just came back from Dominican Republic, where we're helping build a church down there. And it's amazing what God can do with little small churches and little small congregations. There's us and about three other little churches that kind of keep him on the road. He goes to the Philippines, Mexico, down to the Dominican, and but we've actually found that in the United States there is a great missionary field here, around the coal mine country. Those people are living just in ways that I wish the people of America would open their eyes and see really what's going on there, and they'd be a lot more of us helping those people.
Definitely. Well, you guys truly do have some wonderful stuff going on, Ricky, and I love the fact that you guys are able to come together and you don't judge others, and you're so accepting of other people and, you know, anyone who wants to come to your church, which is truly a unique thing. A lot of people like to say that, but they don't really do that. So that is great. All the stuff that you have going on is wonderful. Yes, definitely you guys do, and we really do see that. So, Ricky, thank you so much for being here with us. You know, for anyone who's listening who wants to find out more information about your church or about what you do there at Pearson Stump Removal, they can email you, right, Ricky?
That's right. That's right. At Our Father's House at windstream.net.
Oh, okay, perfect. We'll so, guys, there you something. Have it. I want to remind you, I'm speaking with Ricky Pearson. He is the owner at Pearson Stump Removal, also a pastor and a founder of Our Father's House. So definitely reach out to him, guys. You can email him. His email address is ourfathershouse@windstream.net. So again, that's ourfathershouse@windstream.net. So check it out, guys, all right? So we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. Keep it locked for more Open Forum here on WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now listening WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buckner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock. Only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network. Empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Welcome back to Open Forum. You guys are listening to the Women's Radio Network, and I am your host, Bridget Grayson. And we've had some special guests all day come through and speak with us about all that they have going on in their fields. And you guys know that that's what we're all about here, just bringing you professional people from different fields, different careers and different lines of work from all over the world, just doing some great stuff. So my next guest is one of those people as well, and I'm happy and excited to have her here with us today. She specializes in the maintenance industry, and you know that is something that I definitely love hearing about and learning more about, just because I'm not so good at it. So without any further ado, guys, I want to welcome the amazing Miss Catherine Love to our show. She is the owner of MedBright Inc., and that's in Mountainside, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Catherine. How are you today?
I'm very well, Bridget. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Catherine. It's our pleasure. We want to hear all about yourself and MedBright Inc. So tell us a little bit about MedBright Inc. What exactly do you offer there?
Well, MedBright is a medical and professional cleaning company. We specialize in office cleaning and disinfecting, vinyl tile floor care services, and carpet shampoo services. And we're based in all over New Jersey.
Oh, okay, so it's not just for the medical field, it's also for professional offices as well.
Correct, correct.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So that is a great thing to hear, because a lot of people do need those services out there, Catherine. So, you know, I know that you have a lot of different things that you offer there, but something that kind of really is a big hit with your clients is vinyl tile floor stripping and refinishing services. So tell us a little bit about those, and why do the clients love that so much?
Well, because the clients, they understand how carefully their client's office environment looks by their patients when the patients go and they sit in their chairs. So it's really critical for the view to be reassuring. So that's why we make sure that every aspect of the office is clean. With the vinyl tile floors, if a patient is sitting in the chair, they're looking down, and if they see dirt and dust, they're not going to want to go to that doctor anymore. So the vinyl tile floor services that we do is we go in there and we strip the floors, and we apply a couple coats of seal and a couple coats of finish on them, and then the floors look nice and clean and sparkly.
Oh, nice. And I'm assuming that the carpet shampooing that you guys do also, that comes into play in that same aspect as well.
Correct. You need to have your carpet shampooed at least once a year to get all the debris and the dust from the carpets, because we're basically dealing with the medical community, so everything needs to be sanitized.
Oh, yes, and that is very important. There are so many germs and different types of bacteria going around in the medical community, in those offices and in those facilities. So it is very, very important to keep them clean, and that's where you guys come in. So that is a great thing to hear that you guys are doing that, Catherine. So do you have a team of people that you work with that go into these places and do this work with you?
We're a fully insured and privately owned company, and we're staffed by dedicated and trustworthy employees, and they've been thoroughly trained in the most modern cleaning techniques developed in conscious hospitals. So we have about five managers that will oversee the housekeeping staff, and take care of everything that the clients need and make sure that the employees are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Oh, great. And I love the fact that you mentioned that, you guys there are dedicated, but even more importantly, you're trustworthy. And that is a big thing because you guys are coming into, you know, these offices, these facilities, and doing great work there, but also the people that run them need to feel that they can trust you, and that is a big part of it. So, you know, it's great that you mentioned that not only are you guys are dedicated, but you have a trustworthy team as well. So, Catherine, how did you get started in this line of work? Was there something in particular that, you know, motivated you to get into this field?
Well, my late husband started it about 30 years ago, and he saw that there was a niche for a cleaning company that would just specialize in the medical community. So, mm-hmm. basically, he started it 30 years ago. I came about shortly after that and just worked my tail off, and we just grew the business further and further. So we have about 250 clients, and we have about 100 employees. And every client, whether or not they're small or large, we give them the same courteous and strictly just take care of them as they're an independent client. Everyone mm-hmm. is important.
Yes, and that's how it should be, Catherine. And, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of people that you kind of have to look over and take care of. Not only you have so many clients and then a lot of employees as well. So, you know, does that get challenging for you at times, being the owner of this business and having so many clients and employees?
It does get challenging on a day-to-day basis. You know, some days it runs a little bit more smoother than others. But the key trick to this business is I have five great, terrific managers that oversee different sections of New Jersey where they're responsible for X amount of clients. And they work very closely with the clients to make sure that the cleaning is to our standard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely, which is a great thing, and that's very important. And even though sometimes it might be a little challenging for you, it seems like you handle it very, very well, Catherine. So, you know, for anyone out there, you know, we do have a lot of listeners from all over the world, and a lot of them, you know, are interested in being entrepreneurs and going into business for themselves. So, you know, what would be some advice or words of encouragement from someone who has done it, is still doing it, and is successful at it? What would be some advice that you can offer them that they can take away from our conversation today, Catherine?
My advice is if they find something that they want to do, learn every aspect of that job. And whether or not you're working for a small company and you want to grow yourself into a CEO or something a little bit more beyond your reach, just learn from it, grow from it, and just be very dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And that is great advice. And, you know, any field that you're going into, or if you want to be an entrepreneur and start your own business, that is really do how you have to approach it. Find out as much as you can and be dedicated, guys. Definitely don't give up on something that you truly have a passion for and you really do want to do. So great advice, Catherine. You know, thank you so much. And we know you're a busy woman, but we appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come speak with us. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Before I let you go, I just want to remind our audience, guys, I'm speaking with Miss Catherine Love. She's the owner of MedBright, Inc., and that's in Mountainside, New Jersey. So, guys, they do have locations all over. They do work all over New Jersey, as she said. So if you want to find out more information, you can definitely check out their website, which is medbright.com. So that's www.medbright.com, and that's spelled B-R-I-T-E. So medbright.com. So definitely check it out, guys. All right. So you're listening to the Women's Radio Network. We will be right back with our next guest. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked for more open forum here on WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now WRNW.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buckner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock. Only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network. Empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and it truly is my pleasure to introduce our next guest of the day because she has a lot going on, guys. And, you know, she is one of those people out there and one of those women out there that are just very inspirational, and she's doing great work to help other people. So her name is Ruth Brubaker Rimmer. Excuse me, Dr. Ruth Brubaker-Rimmer. She is the president and CEO at Care Plans for Life in Mesa, Arizona. She is also a researcher at the Arizona Burn Center, and she also has a book company called Books Because. So I'm really excited to have her here, and I know you guys are as well. We are anticipating hearing about all about herself and what she has going on. So without any further ado, guys, let's welcome her to our show today. Good afternoon, Dr. Rimmer. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that. And thank you so much for joining us on the show. We're happy to have you with us today.
Happy to be with you.
Oh, great. So, Dr. Rimmer, tell us a little bit about what you have going on there. So I see that you are president and CEO at Care Plans for Life, also a researcher at Arizona Burn Center. So tell us a little bit about that, actually, to start off with. So as a researcher, what exactly do you do there at the Arizona Burn Center?
Well, I have been working with burn patient population for the last 21 years, and what I do is work on the psychosocial issues and prevention issues of burns. So I do a lot of work with children and young adults and adolescents, working on helping them to live with their burn injuries and their disfigurement.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that by attending burn camps and young adult summits for burn survivors, burn injured kids. And I also look at the different issues that they have to face as survivors of really difficult and challenging injury.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And there are a lot of those that, you know, people, you know, who don't have to deal with these aren't really aware of. So what are some of those challenges that they have to face, Dr. Rimmer, that you really help them with?
Well, one of the issues is that we are such a beauty-conscious society that when anyone has a difference in their body, we tend to focus on that. And people, a lot of times, have never seen anyone who has a serious burn injury, so when they first see the scarring, they really don't know what it is. So we teach the burn survivor to rehearse their story and to be able to explain to people what it is that happened to them and thank them for their concern and then move on, because it becomes very trying for patients or for survivors to have someone asking them constantly what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my research has been focused on the psychological issues associated with burn injury and the different programs that we have to help kids. For example, we do burn camps all over the United States to help kids adjust as a psychosocial rehabilitation tool and the effectiveness of that kind of program. One of the issues we see a lot is anxiety. You know, we've looked at bullying of burn children, and then we try to give them tools to use to deal with those kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm. That definitely. That's a very important thing. And since you mentioned that, I'm just thinking back to a friend that I had met in college, and she it wasn't a severe burn that she had, but when she was a child, she burned her hand, and to kind of fix it, the doctor had to take skin from a different part of her body and put it on her hand. And she was telling me and some of our other friends that as a child growing up, she was made fun of a lot and bullied a lot because of that difference. So, you know, we can only imagine what some of the other burn victims who have it worse and have been through a more serious or have a more severe burn injury. I can only imagine what they have to go through and things that they went through.
Right. It's challenging, but I'm happy to say that with the intervention programs, there's an organization called the Phoenix Society, which is a national organization that has lots of programs for burn survivors. People end up doing fairly well. They with lots of help and intervention, they can have a very successful life. So it's really exciting work, and we've really just begun. Medical science has done a fabulous job of saving people with burn injury, but now we have to focus more on their soul and their psychological viewpoint. So that's kind of what my area of expertise is. And I also do research on prevention. One of the biggest things we want to do is prevent the burn from ever occurring in the first place. So
mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of research on how children get burned, especially young children. And so two things I could share with the audience is make sure your hot water heater is set at medium or less than 120 degrees, never hotter than that, because it can easily burn a child or an elderly person. And the second thing is to check the oven in your house. Open the stove door, step on the door, and see if the oven is and the stove is attached to the wall. If it isn't, make sure you get, there's a $5 bracket you can purchase at a Home Depot or Lowe's store, and you can attach it to the wall. So we see a lot of kids opening the oven door, standing on it to see what's on the stove, and then all the hot liquid or food goes all over them and burns them.
Oh, so
if you live in an apartment, make sure you check it, and if it's not attached to the wall, then call management, because it really is a law in most states that it should be attached.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you have an escape plan in your home. And of course, smoke detectors. Those are some ways that you can prevent serious injury to your family.
Mm-hmm, gotcha. So, Dr. Rimmer, is this part of the work that you do there at Care Plans for Life?
Well, I also, about 11 years ago, I was certified as a life care planner. And what life care planners do is help people who have been catastrophically injured figure out what needs they're going to have for the rest of their life. So, I specialize in burn injury, and if I have a young person or an adult that has been severely burned, I will work with their surgeons, with their psychologists, with their psychiatrists, with their pain management specialist, whomever it is that they are actually seeing, to determine what their needs are going to be for the rest of their life, and then figure out what those costs are associated with that. A burn injury, and you mentioned skin graft. When someone has a burn injury and it's a third degree burn, surgeons need to take skin from the unburned part of the body and put it on that burn, that because that skin will never grow normally again. And so what happens is oftentimes that area can scar severely. And so patients have to have ongoing releases of those contractures and have new skin grafts applied, or they might have to have tissue expansion done. But I think the most important thing about burn injury and why we need to prevent it is that it's a lifelong challenge. If you have a serious burn, you're going to have complications from that burn for the rest of your life. And especially for children, in order for them to grow, they have to have lots of contracture release and surgeries to allow themselves to even grow. So we want to prevent burns as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that definitely is key to it, and a big part of it, preventing it before it even occurs, definitely is an important thing. And but I know you also mentioned, and throughout this entire time, you've been mentioning that you do great work with that, preventing the burns, but also dealing with them after. And I know that your book company that you have called Books Because does that and kind of helps with that and helps parents of children who have been burned, right, Dr. Rimmer?
Yes, one of my books is called Bobby's Unbelievable Bath Time, and it's a very fun story about a little boy who's trying to talk his mother out of taking a bath, which is a pretty typical thing for kids to do when they're little. And in the book, the boy checks, and his friends check the bath water before they get in, and it's teaching children that they have to be careful around hot water. We have to be careful around water, of course, to prevent drowning as well, but hot water can burn. It can cause a third-degree burn in 3 to 4 seconds if it's 160 degrees. Or so that, again, is why we need to turn our hot water heaters down. But there are also parents' pages in all of my books that teach parents how to prevent burns, what to do in the event of a burn with first aid. And the only thing you should ever put on a burn injury is cool water, not a myriad of other things that people put on it, cool water, not ice, just cool water, and continuously. If it's a severe burn, of course, you're going to call 911 right away.
Yeah.
Another book is called Miguel's Great Escape, and that book is about having an escape plan. The boy in the book is kind of like an Indiana Jones, and he goes on a discovery trail to figure out how to save the family in the event of a fire. And then we have another book called Braden Bear Visits the Burn Center, and that book has been translated into 5 languages. It's been used all over the world, including Malawi, Africa. And it teaches children what's going on and their parents what's going on when they're in the burn center, because burn care is a very complicated form of medicine, and it's pretty confusing when the family's in a crisis about what's happening to their child. So I'm happy to say my daughter helped with that book. She actually was the illustrator for that book.
Aww.
And it's been translated into French, Spanish, German, English, and Chichewa, which is a Malawian language. So,
Wow. So people from all over the world are getting their hands on these, which is a great thing because, you know, as we know, burning does not discriminate against anyone. It happens to people anywhere and can happen to anyone. But, you know, Dr. Murd really is a great thing what you're doing out there. And I know a lot of our listeners would love to get their hands on these books. So what are some ways that they can go about doing that or finding out more information?
Well, I have a website called booksbecause.com. So it's booksbecause.com. And it's called Books Because We Care. And so I hope people will take a look at it and then it'd be able to make it a little easier to parent their children. And the other thing about the Bobby's Own Blue World Bath Time is, again, it helps parents with their kids with hygiene, and that's always a good thing as well. So,
Yes, definitely. So, Dr. Rimmer, thank you so much. You really are out there and doing some amazing work to help others. We always love having people such as yourself on the show, so thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity. Take care.
Oh, you're welcome. Before I let you go, I do want to remind our listeners, guys, I'm speaking with Dr. Ruth Brubaker Rimmer. She is the president and CEO at Care Plans for Life in Mesa, Arizona. She's also a researcher at the Arizona Burn Center, and she has a book company called Books Because. So, guys, if you want to find out more information, especially about the books, definitely check out the website for that, which is booksbecause.com, and that's because they care. So, booksbecause.com. So, check that out. If you want to find out more about Ruth and all the other things that she has going on, you can email her. So, her email address is rbrewrimmer@yahoo.com. So, that's R as in Robert, B as in boy. R as in Robert again, U, and that's Rimmer, R-I-M-M-E-R, so rbrewrimmer@yahoo.com. So definitely check it out, guys, all right? You're listening to the Women's Radio Network. Today's Woman Lives here at WRNW1. We'll be right back after these messages, so please stay tuned.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now WRNW.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buchner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson. And now all day, I've been bringing you guys the most amazing people and some really special guests to help you get through this Wednesday afternoon, the middle of the work week. We're trying to make it to the end of the week. And, you know, I definitely think I helped make it a little bit easier by bringing you guys some great, great people. But I have another one here with me now. He's last but certainly not least. He does some amazing work, and he is a great person. I'm happy to have him here with us today. His name is Harvey Katz, and he is a partner at Fox Rothschild LLP. And he works at the one in New York City, but they are located all across the country. So without any further ado, guys, let's welcome him to our show today. Good afternoon, Harvey. How are you?
I am doing fine on this wonderful summer day.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And Harvey, thank you so much for taking the time out of this day to come talk with us. We really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Oh, great. So, Harvey, tell us a little bit about Fox Rothschild. What exactly do you do there?
Well, Fox Rothschild is a law firm. We're one of the top 100 law firms in the country, according to the Am Law survey, which is the most well-recognized survey. And we do all kinds of legal work, anything ranging from real estate to tax to corporate work to litigation. My particular specialty involves employee benefits and compensation.
Okay. So pretty much anyone who would need these services, you guys can help them and work with them.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, Harvey, tell us a little bit, well, especially you specializing in employee benefits and things like that in particular, what is the process that maybe you go through or the approach that you take when working with these people?
Well, we take a lot of the things that we do for small businesses is we help design programs to attract and hold executives. So That's important because, especially with startup and women-owned businesses, it's important, and human capital is the most important resource that they have, and a lot of times getting the right people and keeping the right people is an important thing to do. So we help our clients design compensation programs that we call golden handcuffs. There are enough attractive elements to the program to keep people incentivized to remain with the company and work hard, but in the event that they do leave, they leave some dollars on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's an important element of design, and no employer, no organization is the same. So it really is important to custom design a program.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is very true. And, you know, I know something else that you do work with is employee stock ownership plans. So what exactly is that, Harvey?
Well, it's two things. It's a way of incentivizing employees to work harder by giving everybody a stake in the business and an interest in the growth of the business. But it's also a way for the owner of a closely held business to transition his way out of his or her way out of the business. The baby boom generation is getting older and now is thinking about retirement. Those
mm-hmm.
baby boomers who have closely held businesses don't necessarily have a place to sell them. One way to do that is to sell to the employees. But the interesting thing about an employee stock ownership plan is that you can sell the employees and the employees don't have to dig in their own pocket. Effectively, the company borrows the money and it's used to buy the shares of the employer that's sold by the owner, and then the profits of the company pay down the loan on a very highly tax advantageous methodology. So it's basically the Uncle Sam and the state of New York are paying to have the employees own the business.
Oh, wow.
It's a good exit strategy. Not right for every employer, but it's right for a lot of them. And it's not as widely known as it should be. And a lot of people could take advantage of this if they knew more about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it seems like there are some great benefits to it, especially in regards to the baby boomer generation. And it's funny that you mentioned that, Harvey, because I've had a couple people on the show mention that generation and how they are retiring now. And there's so many things going on that people can do to assist them. So this is definitely something that can benefit them.
Right. We always think that there's kind of a mismatch here because there's so many people retiring. Some of the statistics I've heard is that there's about 10,000 baby boomers retiring every week, and many of them have their own businesses, and they're going to need a place to sell them. And there's just that because there's so many people out there in the market, there are comparatively fewer buyers, and going to an employee stock ownership plan is one way of dealing with it. You can control the timing, you can control how fast you sell. You don't have to sell the whole company as you would with another, if you were selling to a third party. You can finance it. You have control over the financing. So there's a lot of advantages to selling through an employee stock ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. There are a lot of advantages with that. And Harvey, you are definitely someone who, you know, you do a great job and you do great work and you really do know your stuff. So what do you see as maybe the next step for yourself in the near future? Do you have any plans going forward?
Yeah, I'm enjoying life too much. I have many hobbies. I build furniture in my spare time. I'm involved in photography. And I spend a lot of time doing that. Those are and I have many, many other interests, but there's nothing like getting up in the morning and having a purpose in life and for the foreseeable future, that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Oh, I love that, Harvey. And, you know, you're definitely right about that. It's no better feeling than waking up and having that purpose. And you definitely found yours. And this is something that is perfect for you because you really do great work. And you know what? It's also wonderful to hear that you're a man of many talents and you have a lot of different hobbies. So, you know, and it's great that you're out there and you're enjoying life, but you're doing great work at the same time and helping other people. Definitely some wonderful stuff. So thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Harvey. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Same here.
Oh, great. So before I let you go, I do want to remind our listeners, guys, I'm speaking with Mr. Harvey Katz. He is a partner at Fox Rothschild LLP. And as I said before, he works in the New York City location in New York, but they do have locations all over the U.S. So, guys, if you want to find out more about Harvey, more about Fox Rothschild, anything that we spoke about, you can definitely check out the website. So that's Fox Rothschild. Child.com. So that's spelled F as in Frank, O X R O T H S as in Sam, C H I L D.com. So FoxRothschild.com. So definitely check it out, guys, all right? Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this afternoon's episode of Open Forum, but we will be back tomorrow morning with another episode and some more special guests at 9 a.m. here on the Women's Radio Network. Make sure you guys tune in. Later on tonight for the Unsigned Hype Show on EMG One Radio, so definitely check that out. And like I said, we'll be back tomorrow with another episode, so make sure to stay tuned to WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my BNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open.